This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah says Nepal must seek global accountability for climate change losses. Government declares National Day of Mourning on Monday for Bhotukoshi flood victims, September 8 to be observed at Jainji Martyrs Day. Sri Krishna Janmashtami and Gaura Parva being celebrated today. And United Nations warns of supersized El Nino, a phenomenon supercharged by climate change. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has said Nepal is paying a heavy price for what he describes as negligible mistake as the country continues to deal with the devastating Bhotukoshi River flood. In a social media statement, Prime Minister Shah said the disaster is a clear warning about the growing impact of climate change in the Himalayas. He said Nepal has long warned the international community that rising temperatures are melting glaciers and affecting not only the Himalayas but also coastal areas. Prime Minister Shah said the devastating Bhotukoshi flood in Rasuwa district has now turned those fears into a painful reality. He added that Nepal needs to seek a stronger response from the global community and provide an answer to humanity on the issue. At the same time, he said, disaster management is a major challenge and the government is working around the clock with available resources. Meanwhile, the government has estimated losses of nearly 4 billion rupees from the devastating Bhotukoshi flash flood. The preliminary estimate puts the total loss at rupees 387.54 billion rupees. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, gave the estimate during its regular briefing yesterday. NDRRMA Executive Director Dr. Dharmaraj Upredi said a detailed assessment is still awaited. Meanwhile, thousands of people remain unaccounted for after the flood. According to the authority, 4,216 people are missing and the reported death toll has reached 1,252. The search for missing continues with security agencies intensifying operations in the flood-affected areas. Likewise, search and rescue efforts are continuing at the Trishuli 3A hydropower project in Nuakot, where people are feared trapped inside a tunnel following the flood of August 26. A 93-member rescue team led by Nepali Army and including Chinese experts and technicians is working to clear debris from the entrance of the project's cable dock tunnel. The tunnel is about 170 meters long. Clearing it is considered necessary to reach the project's powerhouse and other structures. Meanwhile, 114 Nepalese stranded in Keerung, China following the flood have returned home through the Tatapani border point yesterday. The Nepali Consulate General in Lhasa says around 1,600 Nepalese are still in Keerung and about 800 have registered their names to return home. In the meantime, Nepal has stepped up international efforts to secure urgent climate finance following the devastating floods as members of the United Nations Loss and Damage Fund Board call for an emergency meeting to support the country. Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary raised the flood as a major issue at the Least Developed Countries Ministerial Meeting in Dili, the capital of Timor-Leste, yesterday. Meanwhile, 14 members and alternate members of the Loss and Damage Fund Board from African countries, the Asia-Pacific region and the Least Developed Countries have jointly called for an emergency meeting of the fund. In a letter to the fund's co-chairs and executive directors on Thursday, they urged immediate resource mobilization for Nepal. Similarly, Foreign Affairs Minister Shishir Khanal has briefed diplomatic missions in Nepal and representatives of international development agencies on the devastating Bhotukoshi flash flood and the ongoing response. At a briefing yesterday, ambassadors and representatives from various countries along with officials from the World Bank, Asian Development Bank and UN agencies were informed about the scale of the disaster and the response efforts. Minister Kanal detailed the destruction caused within minutes by the flash flood. He said the government has given top priority to saving lives, searching for the missing people, rescuing those trapped or stranded, and ensuring the safety of the foreign nationals, adding that Nepal has received international assistance on technical expertise, equipment, logistics, medical teams, forensic assistance and financial support, and also expressed gratitude to countries and agencies for their assistance. Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs Minister Kanal said Nepal remains safe and open to visitors despite the recent disaster in some areas, and urged diplomatic missions to reassure their citizens and governments that major tourist destinations across the country remain accessible. He also stressed continued cooperation and regular communication with international partners, expressing confidence that Nepal will recover and emerge stronger through collective efforts. In the meantime, the government has decided to observe national mourning on September 7 in memory of those who lost their lives in the Bhotikoshi River flood. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhathabar took the decision, as informed by government spokesperson and Minister for Education and Sports, Sasmit Pokharel. On the National Mourning Day, the national flag will be flown at half-mast at all government offices as well as at Nepali embassies and diplomatic missions abroad. Likewise, the government has also decided to declare September 8 or Bhadra 23rd a public holiday across the country to mark the Genji Martyrs' Day. Meanwhile, the government has accepted a $5 million grant from the Asian Development Bank to support rescue and relief efforts for citizens affected by the Bhotikoshi flood, and also decided to provide relief, tax and revenue exemptions and other facilities under an integrated business resilience plan aiming to help flood-affected industries and businesses resume operations as soon as possible. Likewise, the government has decided to provide special facilities, risk allowances and medical treatment to rescuers, while families of rescuers who die during operations will receive 1 million rupees in relief, among other decisions. The lower house of the federal parliament, the House of Representatives, yesterday tabled two international agreements and advanced a bill on child labour. The House also directed the government to speed up rescue, relief and infrastructure restoration in areas affected by the Bhotikoshi flood. During yesterday's meeting, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Biraj Bhakta Shrestha, tabled an agreement on long-term electricity trade between Nepal and India, which, according to him, aims to promote mutually beneficial long-term power trade and strengthen cross-border electricity connectivity. Similarly, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Sobhita Gautam, tabled the agreement under the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea on the Conservation and Sustainable Use of Marine Biological Diversity in areas beyond national jurisdiction. Likewise, the House unanimously agreed to send the Bill Relating to Child Labour Prohibition and Regulation Act 2083 to the concerned Parliamentary Committee for clause-wise discussion. In another development, the Infrastructure Development Committee of the Lower House directed the government to prioritize the search, rescue and safe transfer of people trapped in tunnels and other areas of hydropower projects following the Bhotikoshi flood. The House will meet again at 1 p.m. on September 9th. People across the country are celebrating Sri Krishna Janmashtami today with devotion and religious fervor, marking the birth of Lord Krishna through prayers, worship, devotional singing and cultural programs. According to scriptures, Lord Krishna was born at midnight on the 8th day of the dark fortnight of Bhadra during Dwapar Yug, and is revered as an incarnation of Lord Vishnu and as a symbol of truth, righteousness, wisdom and devotion. Devotees are gathering at Krishna temples and shrines across the country to offer prayers, with large numbers visiting the historic Sri Krishna temple in Mangal Bazar of Lalitpur and other major Krishna temples. The government has declared a public holiday today on the occasion. Similarly, Gaura Parva, one of the most important and distinctive festivals of far western region, is being celebrated with traditional rituals and cultural activities bringing communities together and helping preserve the region's cultural traditions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The World Meteorological Organization has warned that El Niño is expected to intensify to an exceptionally strong level in the coming months and continue to into early 2027. The UN Weather Agency says there is nearly 100% likelihood that El Niño will persist through February and says the event could become the strongest recorded since modern monitoring began more than 7 decades ago. The agency warns of increased risk of extreme heat, droughts, floods, and wildfires whose impacts are already being felt in some regions. The World Meteorological Organization has urged governments and disaster management authorities to strengthen preparedness, stressing that there is no time to lose in preparing communities for the possible impacts of the unusually strong El Niño. El Niño is a natural climate phenomenon that develops in the tropical Pacific Ocean, which warms sea surface temperatures and can alter rainfall, winds, and temperatures across large parts of the world. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of the monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country. Moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan areas and at many places in the hilly areas of the country and at some places in the Tarai areas of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces and at a few places in the Tarai areas of Madhish and Kosi provinces. Moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is also likely at a few places in the Tarai areas with windstorm possible at some places in Lumbini provinces. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the Himalayan areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, the hilly areas of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces, and the hilly and Tarai areas of Sudarpashchim province today. Furthermore, the division has said the monsoon trough is currently positioned slightly north of its average position in the western region and around its average position in the eastern region. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Prime Minister Balendra Shah says Nepal must seek global accountability for climate change losses. Government declares National Day of Mourning on Monday for Bhotukosi flood victims, September 8 to be observed as Genji Martyrs Day. Sri Krishna Janmashtami and Gaura Parva being celebrated today. And United Nations warns of supersized El Niño, a phenomenon supercharged by climate change. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.